Now, this bill has something that a lot for everyone to dislike, but basically everyone wants this information sharing to happen. So tell us how you were able to fashion something that both sides can agree on.
Well, you know, it's always a very, very difficult issue when you're talking about cybersecurity. Many people confuse privacy and security issues as one and the same. They're really two different issues. So we tried to take privacy protections that we believe keep people's private information private, and we would try to make sure that we increased our ability to stop malicious spyware or attack software or code from making it into computer networks. So what we did is very simple. The bill is only about 11 pages long, which is unheard of in and of itself in this town, but it's very clear. It says that the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, will be able to certify certain companies that will be able to take classified sensitive information from the federal government and relay it to these companies in protection of their computer networks. And vice versa, those private companies will have the ability to share hacking information. In other words, gee, I think I found some malicious software, NSA, can you help me understand this, back to the government, and there's a provision in there that because they share that type of information, they have some protection from being sued as long as they weren't negligent. So it's a little bit of something for everybody, and it takes a big bite out of what it is a growing and serious problem in cyber espionage and cyber attacks.
Which companies would make the cut in being able to get access to this classified information, and what criteria would they have to meet?
Yeah, you'd have to be able to get a security clearance, number one. So that is limiting in and of itself. And the way it would start is by going for those companies that have the biggest impact over the most networks. So an ISP provider, for example. So let's just give an example. If you get your internet at home through Comcast or Cox or one of those other companies, or AT&T or Fios or whatever it is, those companies would likely be at the top of the list if, in fact, they can get that security clearance, simply because they can stop that malicious software before it ever gets to your home computer, and it would impact networks in the millions versus trying to pick a company here and there that doesn't have a huge, huge impact.
Now, does this bill cover just the intelligence agencies, or does it cover all the federal government, many of which departments have interaction with different sectors of the public, say energy or other pieces of infrastructure?
Yeah, well, the way this would work, it is, and the reason that the information sharing part is coordinated through the Director of National Intelligence is because our intelligence services today have information that private networks and some government networks don't have. But the law is very clear that the NSA, if it sees malicious software heading to .mil or .gov, can absolutely do something about it. Where we ran into problems is when it's targeted to a .com. So they don't have, the law is not clear, and no one believes that they have the authority to do that. So what this bill says is we're going to take all of the protections that we have that we know about, and remember, private sector IT secure, cybersecurity shops are very, very good, but they can't match the talent and emphasis on particular problem sets like the NSA. So they know other things. So what basically they're going to do is we could say they're going to share the secret sauce. So they're sharing it now with across the federal government. They're sharing it across the military, the .mil domain. And now what we're going to be able to do is try to share it with the .com. And you can imagine that the first order of business is all of those private sector companies that deal with the government. We're going to make sure that those folks are covered as well.
It sounds almost like the biggest challenge they could be facing at this point is going to be a culture shock or a culture shift, the need to share versus the need to know.
Right. Well, exactly. And this is all voluntary, by the way, so there's no regulatory scheme, no mandate. So these companies have to approach the government and say, I want to participate in this. And so we think, given that, and let me tell you why I think this is going to work, and we've talked to a lot of the industry folks and government folks, is that right now they're under siege. And, you know, private companies don't like to talk about it because it impacts their finances, possibly their ability to raise money and whatnot, but they're under attack. Cyber espionage is at an intolerable level, which is why this is so important that we move this piece of legislation as quickly as possible. And it's intolerable because countries like China and Russia, even Iran now, are getting into the business of going in, stealing intellectual property, developing that company or business back in their home country, and then competing directly against an American company, all which is illegal, but happening every single day. So that culture shift, they're ready to go. They are ready to start getting some information that helps them protect from that, and they're willing to help the government say, hey, here's some malicious software that we found that you might be able to pass on to others so that we don't have this. And remember, this is all zeros and ones, and it's happening millions and millions and millions of checks per second. So no human is watching this. So some notion that we're reading people's emails is just simply isn't true. It's basically numbers over source code, and they're going to check through what would look like filters millions of times a second.
We are speaking with Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan. He is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Now, what are the next steps for this bill? It's passed your committee. What's your expectation it will pass the full House? And what's going on in the Senate as counterpart?
Yeah, there's the good news. It was a bipartisan bill. It came out 17-1 yesterday, which is that's just good news. It's one of the few committees on the Hill that's left that is engaged in bipartisan work. I get along very, very well with my ranking member. I think national security is too important not to be bipartisan. So we're looking at some floor time in the House. We have meetings in the Senate next week. We feel very, very good that we're going to get some a counterpart bill or at least support for this bill when it arrives in the Senate. And we're negotiating with some folks in the Senate now to introduce a counterpart. We think that would be the best way to go.
I understand this isn't required. This is all voluntary, but is it going to be costly at all? Is there any dollar figure attached to it?
No, there really isn't, because, and I try to model it after the same kind of arrangements we have at our national labs now. So we have a public-private partnership at our national labs where they're doing research on very sensitive types of, very sensitive scientific research. And we use the public and with the private. And that's a place where they can share very, very sensitive classified research information between the two in order to better get to a better conclusion. So we have the model, and that already works. So we'll have some small cost in the sense of the security clearance process, but it is nothing, I mean, there's no significant investment here. All of the structures already exist. The way to do this, so the clearances already exist because they do this with other companies that work with the government. So there's no invention of any new spending in that regard. The only spending would be the actual process of the getting the security clearance and then the man hours put together in actually sharing the information. And that's all absorbed within the current list.